Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you Intimate Encounters with your host, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
As long as I can.
You got work tonight?
Hell yeah.
Damn. Oh, man. Hey, today's been a hectic day, y'all, man. Today's been a hectic day, and I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
The show just barely started. Fucking with me, the show just barely started. I don't lie to y'all. God damn. Dog, I'm looking like, hey, maybe he gonna call in.
Who you waiting on to call in?
No, baby. That's something between me and Father Time. That's all. Ain't nothing. So what's going on? What's happening with you?
Facebook just been sad lately, all day long.
Just sad.
Rock Vega said he had two friends die in the same year. Oh, Jesus. I knew Squally, but I didn't know the other dude. I think his name was Greg Pullen or something like that.
Yeah. I think Greg Prego or something like that. I'm not sure what his name was, but yeah, I did see that name. R.I.P. to the homie, you know what I'm saying? He's from Gary. You know, I hate to see anybody, but I mean, I'm glad it wasn't nothing that was like, you know, the street related stuff.
Yeah.
He died of natural causes, so, you know, peace go out to him.
For sure.
Well, now you should have been. What was you at yesterday? We had him
I had called yesterday, but when y'all got to talking about beef, I said I wasn't going to comment on nothing because everyone was like, I'm waiting for her to say something. I was like, yeah, y'all straight. A lot of people was listening to last night's show, and they was like, I ain't even hear you say a peep. Yeah, y'all about to be calling my phone threatening shit.
Wow. I mean, you ain't. I mean, if a motherfucker gonna threaten you over some shit that we say, man, tell them to call us.
If you want to state what you got to say, call the show. Because, like I told, I don't feel bad about calling nobody out. If I feel like you need to be called out, you gonna be called out. If your music sucks, it sucks. Don't get mad at me.
Oh, whoa, hold on. I mean, last night wasn't about. I mean, last night was. It was centered at two people. It was hits and what, dog. Now, if anybody had
What the hell was going on with that one? I was like, they just came out the blue because all they whole conversation popped on my page. I was like, what the hell?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We ain't gonna indulge in that unless either or call tonight. I mean, if either or call tonight, then we indulge in it. But other than that, you know what I'm saying. His call, he told his version. We sent the olive branch out to Mud Dog. Hopefully one day he'll call in and we can hear his version. But tonight we ain't on that tonight. Tonight we trying to relax. We trying to relax and have fun tonight. We not on no.
I was hoping my girl Sky call in because she have an open audition for she tried to put a band together for her open audition. So I was hoping she'll call in tonight.
Who you say that? Who was that now?
Sky. Sky.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, the night's still young. The night's still young. Hopefully, she will call in.
Right.
So, I mean,
do it.
Let's just party on the cracker, man. Shit. Let's have fun tonight.
Let's jump into the topic, man.
That's what we about to do. That's what we about to do, homie. All right, fun. Let me ask you something. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever did something, I mean, how can I word this? Not to just so say peer pressure, but let's just say you and your girl. You and your girl, y'all at the club, y'all kicking it or whatever.
No, she I peer pressure. I got peer pressure into doing that I didn't want to do. I was like 20. I was 20 years old. I was hanging out with this chick named Tabitha. Lord have mercy, everybody warned me about her.
Fonda.
What?
Baby, I ain't even asked the question yet.
If it's pertaining to sex, trust me, you gonna enjoy this story because I did it out of peer pressure.
Okay, but now the second part of the question that I haven't asked yet was you with somebody? Was you single or was you with somebody?
I had a boyfriend at the time. It was my son's father.
Okay.
Yeah, it was my son's father. So. He still don't know about this story.
Okay, well,
he never found
out. Well, you know what, Father Time, this was your, I mean, hey, pick this up for me, man. Pick the topic up for me, man.
Okay. All right, have you ever done something that you normally wouldn't do, but you know, one of your girls was like, you know, go ahead and try this out. You know what I mean? Have you ever been in a situation like that?
Yeah. I did not want to have sex with this dude. Didn't know him from Adam from Eve. But she was with her dude. She had met some dude. We had went over to their house, and he had a friend over there.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. This dude was, I ain't going to say he was ugly, but he was my type, and I wasn't trying to have sex with him. But he kept on telling his boy, well, if she ain't going to smash me, she going to have to sit outside. My girl was like, just do it. She's like, you acting like a baby. Just do it. Dumb ass me. I don't know why I let her pressure me into doing that shit, but I went ahead and did it.
Did you regret it?
I regret that shit today.
No, all of a sudden we got a new call on the line. We got another call on the line. Selena, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
I had to chime you in. I seen you hit that button.
Yeah. I'm just listening.
You know what? You're not going to keep calling here talking about I'm just listening. Now, you ain't going to press that button and then be talking about I'm just listening. Now, if you pressing one, you got something to say.
You sound like you filling my card or something. Thought we had a little talk about that last show yesterday or something.
I'm just listening.
Can I just listen? Okay. What?
Well, when you press the one button, that means that you want to talk.
Nah, because I hear better when I press the one button. Damn.
How dare you hear better when you press the one?
Because
you know,
I do. Okay.
She wasn't even finished.
Can I listen? And then I was listening to her and she wasn't even finished talking.
Okay, dear.
They trying to call somebody out and shit.
Yo, shut up.
Whatever.
Start that shit today.
That's what I'm saying. Shit.
Be nice on the show.
Now, you know I hit hard. Better us.
Hey, you ain't going to get the last whatever because
I
got the mute button.
Whatever.
Y'all. What's going on with y'all?
Yeah, y'all act like an old man. Okay, now. All right, now, LaFonda, what would you say that? What was so rudely interrupted?
It was the worst mistake I ever made in my life, and I'm gonna say mistake because I did not want to sleep with him. It was the worst dick I have ever had, and I done had some bad dicks, but that was the worst. It was so bad that. What's the word? Like, he didn't know what he was doing. My kudama was full up.
You should have peed on him.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what I do. Piss. Straight piss on his ass.
How you going to piss on somebody?
Shit. And when I mean, that's what she should have did. I would have did it. Don't judge me.
Wow.
Judge you? Said you pissed on the nigga. What you mean don't judge you?
I'm just saying, I would have pissed on him.
I didn't like to judge nobody, but you just said you pissed on the nigga.
I said I would have pissed on the nigga. If his dick was bad, I would have... Huh?
I mean, if his dick, I mean, say that again.
No, I mean, the situation she was in, if I was in that situation and I didn't want to do it and I did it, I would have peed and just said it was that good I came. I'm a dirty nasty motherfucker.
Damn right, nasty motherfucker.
Call me what you want. He won't be special.
What the fuck?
What's
wrong with you?
I'm just saying what I would have did, Zach. I mean, Kaz, if I was in that situation.
Wow.
I hope nobody on this motherfucking show tonight agree with her. I don't care.
They ain't got to agree. Because I do it. Don't let me get the name and name.
Go ahead. Go ahead, you trying to get me a show.
Nope. They ain't on the show. I don't care. You might get buzzed one day like, nigga, Selena said it, I have to kill you.
you pissed on baby legs.
Nah, I ain't never peed on him.
You ain't pee on baby legs.
I threw some piss in his face.
What? Huh?
He threw some piss in his face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't like that. I was very young at the time, and I mixed some shit together, and one of the ingredients was piss, but that ain't even the worst shit that was in there. And I got into it with a chick of his.
Stop. What's worse than piss?
What?
What's worse than piss?
Blood. boo-boo.
Believe me, I had all kinds of shit in there because I had to wear gloves in order to even hold the bottle.
No, you got to tell me. What's
I had piss. I had dye. I had a little bleach. I had all kinds of shit in that spit.
I'm sorry. Dye, bleach. That's not worse than piss to me.
When it's mixed together, it is. Anyway, I threw it in his face and it burnt his damn face. He had a big ass burnt mark going across his face. And then the bitch he was with had a matching one.
I was a child then.
I was probably 16 or 17 then. So what? He beat the shit out of me. Shit, I couldn't beat him then. So yeah, I did.
You wouldn't have grown to be an adult.
He don't know it was in there. He don't know what the fuck was in there. All he know his face got burnt the fuck up. So hush.
Did it clear up the acne?
Huh?
Did it clear up the acne? Did it clear up
the acne? Nah, he ain't had no acne. Shut up, fool. Well, he started it. Shit. It was just something I had on me for protection, and he just happened to be the one. It's not like I made it just for him. I had it for protection. Shit. He just happened to be one of the people who got it.
Okay.
What kind of protection?
No, we're not finna indulge. Let's on some other shit. Why every time I get on here, come on now, let's talk about some other shit. What are we talking about at first?
Yeah, what was we talking about at first? Cause I'm not talking about no piss getting thrown in somebody's face.
we were talking about peer pressure.
Yeah, we were talking about peer.
How your friends can manipulate you.
Oh, okay.
Because I know, I ain't going to lie, back in the day, I have manipulated Father Time into doing some shit. Like that Chronicle last week, I did manipulate Father Time into that situation. But, I mean, you know, we call it wingman. Y'all might call it manipulation. But now, whatever the case is, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever got caught in a situation where your friends actually manipulated you into doing something that you like?
Hell no.
Come on now, Selena, never.
I've always been the one. Okay, I'm going to tell you this story about your cousin, Tita. Yeah, I'm the manipulator. This girl, we was at her house.
Name out.
What? You said what?
Don't be talking people name out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What, dude? We was out chilling at this chick house, and he wanted to holler at the girl who house it was. So, you know, we came in, and he was like, man, I'm finna go. This bitch talking about, you know, she want to get to know each other. So I said, well, let me holler at her right quick. I'm like, look, you said you wanted some company and shit. You know, shit, take him in the bathroom, and, you know, shit, if you trying to get down with him. She said, well, I really like him, but shit, he don't want to know nothing. He just want to fuck. I was like, well, take him in the bathroom. Shit, you said you horny. She took him in the bathroom, and I was like, I want to see. He gonna say, she ain't sucking no dick. I'm finna go. I was like, she will. I was like, girl, you know, shit, suck his thing. And so she was doing it, and shit, your boy lost his mind. He was like sitting on he was sitting on the edge of the tub, and she was, you know, doing her thing, and he enjoyed himself. Shit, he ripped the whole curtain down. He said, Lena, be you a damn fool.
All right. With that being said, I mean, I'm saying, did she have a man?
Nah, she ain't gonna never have a man. She's a dummy.
Okay.
Nah,
wow.
But now we talking about the like, you know, you got a man. You know, you got a man, and you with your girls, and peer pressure. With your boys, peer pressure just get to you. I mean, okay, all right, I'm going to go right here. Simon.
You.
Now, me and you, what made you say, okay, fuck, go?
Shit, friendship, man. Friendship is a motherfucker, man.
So, the only reason you fucked around with any of them females is because then you was friends.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.
So, I'm touched. But he's a goddamn lie. He just chick got hard.
But why is it peer pressure the same? Is peer pressure the same thing as taking one for the team?
Yep, same thing.
Oh, okay.
That's a good
I would
question.
Seem to believe that that's the same thing.
Oh, okay. I still ain't going.
Now, everybody done took one for the team.
Everybody ain't, because I ain't took shit for the team. And I put that on everything. I never been in that situation, I put it like that. Hell no. Take for nothing.
You ain't never done shit to help your girl out?
No, never. Now I start cocking my legs open, fucking no damn body. Hell no. Crazy.
It ain't got necessarily be that.
Oh, well, yeah, of course I did some shit to help my girl out, but I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Wait, let me think. Yeah, okay.
I mean, okay, I give you a prime example.
Yeah.
Okay, your girl want to go out with dude. He got his boy. You ain't feeling this boy, but she really want to go. Do you go? That's taking one for the team. You want some shit you don't want to
take? Yeah, free drinks. I'm in that thing. Yep.
Free drinks. Yes.
Life.
I ain't like that now though.
Yeah, I free drinks. I'm hitting.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you like this: if it's worth my while, I don't give a care if she like him or not. But if it's benefiting me too, because I can give a damn about how good she feeling. But if it's benefiting me, then yeah, I don't like my friends like that. But then again, the friends I have, they wouldn't put me in no situation like that because they know I'm my own person. I've never been a following person.
Come on now. Hey, you know what? Now I got to disagree with that. It ain't about being a follower. I mean, something like that.
You're right. I'm not saying that you have to be a follower. I'm just saying that's not... I'm saying I've never been caught. I've never been in that situation. I'm trying to really think because I don't want to say never, and then I'll be like, damn, I can't remember, but I don't remember shit like that. But I have a short attention span, so.
I mean, girl, I'm saying I don't think it's caught. I wouldn't say you being a follower. Like,
that's
what I'm saying. Sometimes you take one for the team. You take one for the team. It's not that you like, I'm just a follower. You know what I'm
Let
saying?
Me get that up.
I mean, like your boy or your girl, like, okay, I'm digging this chick, I'm digging this dude, and you know what I'm saying? And you know they need you to do something. Now you might got a woman or a man at home, but you like fuck it, no,
oh,
fuck,
no.
I gonna play wingman.
Right, exactly.
I didn't say he had to be a follower.
I just said I never been in that situation. I probably shouldn't have said follower since I'm getting hassled for it, but I probably shouldn't have said follower. I'm just saying I never been in that situation. I have been in the situation on the other side, but no, not like that. Not saying that, you know, it can't happen, you know, it couldn't have happened, but I'm just saying I don't remember. I can't really recall it. Nope. Dang. Let me just shut up and listen. That's why I listen.
No, you don't listen because you're hard.
It's zip. It's just zip. I ain't going to say another word. I'm just going to listen to y'all, okay? Apologies.
Okay, well, I see we got people on the show. Y'all want to get in, press one. You know what I'm saying? But now my thing is this. We all done did it. I mean, we all done got caught up in a situation where we didn't.
Don't say we have.
I thought you said you were going to be quiet.
Okay, I quit.
I mean, I'm saying everybody got caught up in a situation where they didn't did something that, you know what I'm saying, they probably with their significant other, but they didn't did something to help their girl out or their boy out, and then in the long run, you probably be like, fuck, damn, that was fucked up. I mean, it's probably not fucked up if you don't get caught, but once you get caught, then it's like, how do you explain that? How do you explain, you know what I'm saying? How do you explain, well, I took one for the team?
You can't.
I took one for the team before.
But you can't explain it once you get caught. Because whoever you with going to be like, that's bullshit. That's some bullshit. You was talking to her. I saw you. Or my girl saw you. And your response is, I was just sitting with her because Joe was talking to her friend. Like, she gonna believe that shit?
Does she know you?
Well, I'm saying, I mean,
okay.
To do it the same way.
All right,
I
don't
believe that
shit. Felinda, you just brought up a good point. You just got
what's
me.
That?
What did you just say? Repeat what you just said.
I said because she know you.
All right.
Yep.
So what if overall you a good dude? You know what I'm saying? You're
yep.
a good dude. Okay, let's just say for instance, me and Father Time, we meet y'all at the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, let's just say, for instance, you and Father Time together. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? You and Father Time
okay.
together. You know Father Time a good dude, but he in the club with me. I'm at the club. I'm acting the ass. I'm tripping. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? I done brought you with me like shit, dog. Come on, man. Don't come with me. This, that, and other. I mean, but you know he not built like that. You
right.
know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But you come in the club and you see it's two women at the table, and me and Father Time at the table.
Mm-hmm. I'll be
now,
texting them. Come here.
You a texting? I mean, now because I was
yeah,
about to ask.
Say, don't let Zach get your ass whooped. I'm over this way. That's what I'll say. And if you don't get up and move, then I'm coming to the table.
Wow.
Wow.
Really? You would actually come to the table? And
hell
what
yeah.
you going to say?
Hey, everybody. Let me holler at you for a minute, Father Time. And hopefully you will get up and we ain't got to make a scene. You know, I wouldn't go all ham on you because I don't know, you know, if y'all just didn't know. That could have been two old friends I ain't seen in years. I ain't a real, you know, jealous type, but, you know, like I said, like you said, Zach said he'd be acting the ass, but you ain't cut like that. I'll be telling you, hey, don't let Zach get you in no fucking trouble tonight, okay, baby? Enjoy your
name.
Evening.
God damn. What if the people was looking for me? Why
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know we go all the way back for the early 80s, but damn.
I'm sorry. Okay, you know it was a mistake. I'm sorry. Damn. Ugh, you're mean shit. You are evil ass. But okay, let's go back before me and Zach have it out again. Yeah, I would, you know, come to the table and be like, hey babe, let me talk to you for a minute. Y'all see, I don't like the way I'm treated.
No, you didn't realize what you just said.
What?
He said, I'm sorry, but let's go back to what Zach said.
I'm sorry, Cass. My bad. I swear, you know me, shit. But, yeah, I would be real polite about it and be like, hey, y'all, what's up? Like, babe, let me holler at you for a minute. And if you don't get your ass up, then it's going down. That simple. Ain't that how it's supposed to go? How would it be if it was me, if it was in reverse situation? Tell me how I should come in there.
Snatch your motherfucking ass up. Snatch your motherfucking ass up.
Why would you do that, though? Why would you do that? How you know this ain't, you know, my people, ooh, excuse me, that I ain't seen in years. And you know I ain't like that, so why would you get mad? Because I'm with this.
It depends on how long we've been together. Now, we've been together 6 months, then, yeah, that might be some people that you ain't seen. We've been together 10 years, motherfucker. I know everybody you know. So don't holler at
me. It could have been somebody I'm just saying it could have been somebody elementary, like, damn, I ain't seen you in years, you know, and they just sat down, you know, talking and stuff. But I'm saying, how would you approach this? Hey, would you say, you know, come here for a minute, or get your ass up, some old baby leg shit.
I'm flipping the table over.
I don't believe that.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
react
like that.
That's crazy, because I wouldn't either. I have reacted in other ways, but, you know, I knew that person,
minute,
how that
minute,
person was.
Wait, whoa, I didn't hear Father Time. What did you just say, though?
I wouldn't react like that, man. I would be nice and polite and be like, hey.
Thanks.
I'll be like, let me holler at you, baby. Come here for a second.
Right.
Because, I mean, to be honest, man, you really don't know what's going on.
Exactly. She could be networking. Right. She could be networking, you know, business type stuff.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. As soon as Father Time sets your ass up, this is the words that's coming out of his mouth. If y'all in a relationship, this is the words that's coming out of his mouth.
We built this shit. You didn't do this shit by yourself.
Say it ain't so, damn it.
Hold on,
y'all. That's a good one.
We got the seed on the line. Janine, hey, baby.
Hello.
What's going on, honey?
Nothing much.
Okay. We on some bullshit tonight.
I hear.
That's really not bullshit, man.
Dude,
I mean,
you're just gonna
rush the table. You're just gonna run up to the table.
Yeah,
like,
that's
bitch,
crazy.
Come here, get your motherfucking ass up. Who the fuck is this motherfucking? That could be a
right.
cousin or some shit. Then you look crazy,
right.
than a motherfucker.
Right.
Hold on. Let's not go back, dog. You was ready to fight Mr. Charlie. You was ready to bum rush Mr. Charlie. I had to talk you out of it.
That was different.
What was different? It was some speculation. Matter of fact, it wasn't even no speculation. It was some shit that you conjured up. Nobody else conjured that up but you.
Man, I was in love, man.
I rest my case.
No, it was a motherfucker.
Hey, no, you was ready to act, and this was a motherfucking... Now, hold on, y'all. This is a motherfucking homie. This ain't no motherfucking friend. This is a motherfucking brother. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't too many people you call your brothers. This is a brother. This motherfucker got me like we G Money and motherfucking Nino Brown. Hey, I need to holler at you. No.
Say it ain't
like,
so.
What?
Say it ain't so.
It ain't so.
Now, I have been in a situation where I was being funny and it backfired because I was trying to, leave somebody because I was pissed. And so I put a post on Facebook because I knew they was my friend. And I said, free drinks at Pappy's. And so, you know, a little while passed, and I was like, well, I know this motherfucker's going to walk through the door. So I made sure I was, you know, conversating, mingling. So as I was mingling, it was actually a friend, you know, that I haven't seen in a while. So all you heard was, get your ass over here. And I'm like, all right, here I come. And all I know, I felt my little ponytail hit the floor. It was like, you know, what's wrong? I said, nothing, he cool. Can you hand me my hair? You know, it was. I walked out the motherfucker real polite, you know. He acted a fool, not me. Shit. You know.
I
ain't get caught.
And I'm going to tell you,
he
dog,
looked
and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you real talk, and I'm going to tell you what he was thinking.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Yeah, but that was planned. You know, that's kind of different. You know, he pissed me off, and I just thought it was a little payback for his ass.
Well, I'm
going to
tell you like this. I'm going to rush the table, and I'm not going to even say nothing about me and you being together. I probably just come. I'm gonna come on some pimp shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna grab you by the back of your hair. I'm gonna make you look bad. I'm gonna grab you by the back of your hair and the first thing I'm gonna holler at you.
You owe me some money, motherfucker.
Don't rush no table because, hey, it could be so, you know, that's crazy. That's foul.
And then once everybody gets to looking and talking crazy, like, oh, he was wrong. He was so wrong. I'm going to walk out the door and I'm going to say this.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
God damn it.
I'm just saying. Okay. I hope so. What does that know?
Okay. No. Somebody watch TV.
No, that's me, man. I'm trying to get this interview, man.
Oh, okay. Janine, baby,
chicken
how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Okay. I mean, did you hear the topic that we was discussing?
Kind of. All right,
now hold on. The topic is that we discussed that you ever got caught up, like you got a significant other, but you got caught up in some peer pressure type shit. I mean, how did you deal with it?
I mean, I've been caught up, but it ain't been because they pressure me into doing something. It's just I'm usually one pressuring them to do something.
Thank you.
I usually blame them and say, I would blame them and say it was their fault.
So, in other words, you the manipulator too, huh? You niggas ain't shit. So, you and Selena just to manipulate.
I don't do
yeah.
nothing. I don't want to do.
Just some weak ass bitches out
here. I am not that type of person where I just do stuff. I do it because I want to do it.
Right.
Right. I feel you on that, and I understand that. But now, I mean, and I'm generally the same way. Anything I do because I want to do, and then can't nobody actually pressure me into doing it. But I mean, every now and again, we all, even the strongest, we all take one for the team.
Well, that's what you should say instead of peer pressure.
But I ain't talking
I mean,
about.
Okay.
Are you talking about just sleeping with somebody? I ain't never did that just because taking it for no team. I ain't gonna just sleep with somebody.
Well, you know what? I ain't gonna even say sleep with nobody. But let's say put in an uncompromised position. You know what I'm saying? Like your girl bring that dude over there, or your guy bring that girl over there, and it's like, man, I don't want to talk to this motherfucker, but now you know that's your girl or that's your homie, so you play the wingman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I think it didn't happen to everybody. I believe everybody that got caught up in that situation once or twice in their life where it's like, goddamn, like, how in the hell you got me over here with this motherfucker? But, you know, you got to play the, you know, like, okay, I'll play the wingman with you for tonight. But then it's like, okay, in the process of playing the wingman, you done went home and got into this big-ass argument or this big-ass fight, and you like, damn, I should have just whipped my ass home. Not to say you did nothing, not to say you fucked or nothing like that. It's just the simple fact that, you know what I'm saying, helping a friend out.
Well, I mean, yeah, I have done those types of things, but shit, I just used to get in trouble for no damn reason. As I was concerned, it was saying like no matter what I did, it was my fault. I just got in trouble. Because I can't help it. People, you know, I'm out. People talk to me all the time. So, like, this guy I was with, for instance, I went out with one of my girls. I asked him to go. We were together at the time. I asked him to go. He said, no, nah, he don't do clubs. He don't want to go, blase, blase. This motherfucker was on some ass-fast shit all night with his binoculars, followed me all night, but you didn't want to go. He outside the club with his binoculars, spying and shit on everything I was doing.
There you go.
So, of course, I'm at a club, people trying to talk to me. I seen a guy I used to talk to. He hugging me and stuff. Shit like that goes on at the club. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't like we exchange numbers. He hugged. We talked for a second. What's up? You know, I got home in a reasonable time. He at the house in the motherfucking dark, pitch black, okay? Scared the shit out of my ass. I already been drinking. He behind the door, pitch black. Jumped out the motherfucker when I came walking through the door. I'm falling all in the door. He just scared the shit out of me. I'm like, what the fuck? Who is that motherfucker that was hugging all up on you? He not only hugged you once, he hugged you twice, inside the club and outside the club.
Ooh. y'all went to see strippers. I mean, he just gave me the whole rundown of my whole night.
Crazy.
How crazy is that? When I asked you to go, it ain't like I was trying to have or do nothing wrong. But to me, that's what goes on when you go out. I don't know. It ain't like I bring people home because I don't even meet people in clubs like that. But you might see somebody that you know. You know what I'm saying? What you supposed to do? Don't talk to me. My man might be watching me or some shit.
Yeah,
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Binoculars to see inside the club. God damn.
Huh?
He has some good ass binoculars to see inside the club.
Yeah, he was in the damn military. Ain't no time with that motherfucker head. Probably had some. He knew the stripper had came to our table and was talking to us. It was just crazy shit. I mean, what you want me to do? Hell, it's a stripper. I can't stop the stripper from coming to our table. He worked there. I mean, I don't know.
Hell, man, that's fun.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm always getting in trouble for no reason.
Everybody do that. Blame the black man. That's what everybody else do. You never heard that saying? All right, man. Wick, give us one of yours, man. When you took one for the team.
What up, though?
You ever took one for the team?
Hell yeah. Both of y'all know I done took one from the team before.
Okay, give us one. Give us his.
Shit, this was some years ago. Exactly remember, but it wasn't for the team. One that I like to forget about, but it was one for the team. My dude was fucking with one of this chick. She had a homegirl, which wasn't all that, but my dude wanted to get in them draws of the other one. So I was a wingman. Take one for the team, wingman, either way you want to call it.
Okay, so what happened? I mean, you wasn't feeling the old girl, what?
Wasn't feeling that at all.
Okay, wait.
What the team, though?
Was y'all out or was y'all in the crib?
At the crib.
So would you just ignore the whole fucking night?
Nah. You know, if you're taking one for the team, you can't ignore them. You got to act like you're enjoying them.
Wait, hold on. That'd
just be downright rude.
Hold on now. I had to walk away from the mic for a minute, so I didn't hear the whole story. Wait, what was the story again?
A couple of years ago, man. I can't even think of my own chick name. I can't even go say her name or anything. Anyway, one that you wanted to mess around with, we still in the project. And you wanted to hit her, and we went over her house, and her friend was there. You know, didn't want to leave a friend, you know, left out at night, you know, because it was too long, you know. So, sat over there and kicked it with him, you know. You took it to the room, did your thing while I sat out there and talked to a friend.
Okay, hold on. Now, I'm not going to say that never happened. I'm not going to say that never happened between me and you. But, damn it, I took one for you, too. God damn it.
I never said you didn't. I never said you did.
You can't project beef. Let me ask some. Remember when you and your baby mom was on edge, and the bitch you kept saying that was my baby and it wasn't mine, and she wound up coming with your baby mama? Did I not take one for the team that day?
Of course you did, and I appreciate that.
All right, well, don't be sitting there talking like this is just a one side of the street now.
Oh, no, I took one for both of y'all. I never said it was wrong.
Oh, motherfucker just took something for you too now.
But we wasn't asking on me. He asked me, have I took one for the team? Now, he can ask me, somebody took one from me, and I say yes on that too. But the question was directed towards me.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Well,
I
you should have heard it then.
I heard it.
Well, you should have heard it. You just wanted to say that you did one thing, goddammit.
I still think my justified anyone that any wingman that you ever played, I think that would find all of them.
Hey, it's just fortunate that you got friends that you're willing to do things like that for.
True.
That's how
true,
I look at
true
it.
True that.
I won't do it for everybody. It's just the ones I call my brothers. Y'all know who y'all are.
I'm going to tell you now, Father Time will be a wingman, but he's the sloppiest wingman. He's a sad ass.
Hey, Father Time
now,
can't fake, man. He can't fake it, man.
Anybody on here, if we hook up and y'all got a girl, I will bring somebody else. Father Time is not the wingman. I'm sorry.
You make people like me so you can point your fucking fingers.
Let's
say that's the bad guy.
No, man, I'm sorry, dog. You are the worst wingman in captivity, dog. You are the worst wingman.
I will say he'll have your back, though. But as a wingman.
He got your back, but as a wingman, he's horrible.
What
he's
you mean,
horrible,
man?
He can't fake, man. He don't know how to fake.
I love you to death, but you are the worst wingman.
Okay, give me an example, man. What situation are you referring to, bro?
That chronicle. The chronicle that we played last week. No, there was no reason that you shouldn't have been able to beat that. You so picky and all that. I mean, yeah, you play the wingman. You be courteous, but you'll be like, yeah, all right, no. You won't hold no conversation, or you'll talk about some shit that they don't even want to talk about. And I think you do it on purpose. You'll talk about some shit like, shit, did you see Jordan play the other night? They don't know nothing about basketball, but you was asking about how Jordan played last night.
I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker.
Or he'll do something like turn to the game. Now, she should have cuddled up close to him.
Anyway, we got a new caller to the show.
Uh-oh.
Thank you very much. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Ferocious? Yes, Ferocious.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Nothing. I'm just listening to this mess y'all talking.
Mess? Why I got to be mess?
Because, how about y'all? Y'all asking the female about what encounters and different things they've been through. What about y'all? How about a female had two dudes and you get promiscuous or whatever? Would you do another dude? Have you ever been to peer pressure like that by a female?
What? Just talking
about. Whoa. You talking a little too fast. Say that one more time.
I just basically just switch it around. That's it. I'm just saying, a female and two guys. How about that?
Female with two guys. No, you got the conversation kind of confused. You wasn't talking about threesomes or nothing like that. We were just talking about being a wingman. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going back.
You said what now?
You were talking about a wingman.
Yeah, we talking about a wingman. But now, if it's something you want to get off your chest, it sounds like something you want
to
talk about.
No, it's nothing I
want
to get off my chest. I was just listening to what everything y'all was saying. I was basically listening to the first female you guys were talking to earlier. And you was asking about your prayer pressure and all that stuff or whatever. But it just seemed like it was more like if she came in encounter with a female or however the situation went. I'm not really sure. Maybe I got it all confused, but from what I was listening, it would just seem like it was more of peer pressure or whatever. I mean, so I'm just saying if it was one female and two dudes, what would you do in that situation? But it's not what you just said, so I guess I'm wrong about the whole situation.
We can embark on that now. So now what you're asking me is that if it was a female. Now, is this female my woman?
Yeah, could be your woman or a friend. It doesn't really matter.
Now, hold on. If I consider you my woman, then my guys know you off limits. Now, if you just something to do, or you just somebody I know, or I don't give no fuck about you, then shit. If you game, we game.
All right. Here it is.
I'm just saying. I didn't make the rules of the world. I just live by
it. Oh, I didn't say you did, because I don't, you know, it's nothing I do anyway, so it really didn't matter. I was just really commenting on the conversation.
That's how we play a role.
No, Ferocious, I don't mean you per se. I mean, that's one thing when you come on this show.
Baby, I already know. I'm not tripping one bit. And don't get me wrong, because I'm really just listening to the conversation or whatever. But, it's not that serious. I'm not tripping like that.
We don't want nobody to take it like we're talking to you directly. We just haven't.
Oh, no. If you wouldn't know me anyway, so it really didn't matter. You see?
Hold on now, Ferocious. Now, you ain't even letting me finish. I understand that, but... baby, put your defenses down. We know we're not talking about you.
That's why my name is Ferocious.
I'm saying...
I don't play around. I ain't got time for games. I'm straight up and up, and it's real talk. But no, I'm just playing.
Here we go. Everyone on here is about real talk. Here we go, fellas.
It's a talk show.
Selena, don't start no shit.
Huh?
Don't start no shit, Selena.
That wasn't even me.
Oh, I'm sorry. That just sound like something you would say.
Yeah, it was me, damn it.
You know what, Slim?
Hey, Cass.
Oh. I'm gonna say something to you, Selena.
Okay, I quit. Don't say nothing.
No. You my girl, I know I can say this to you without you being upset or nothing like that.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I gotta say it.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and God drop his hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Dirty motherfucker. You stupid. I quit. That was so wrong.
You know, we go too
that
far back.
All right, Rose.
You still with me, baby?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I'm just talking to my other girl, my girlfriend. We were just listening to y'all conversation.
All right, well, tell your girlfriend, I said, how's she doing?
She's doing fine. She said she ain't got time to be getting on no stuff like this.
What you mean stuff like this? I mean, is this wrong post?
No, right now she's busy, so really. I mean, but she hears it.
Okay.
She hears it.
All right. Well, tell your girlfriend.
No, she didn't say that. I said that.
Now, see, that's that bullshit. That's that bullshit.
Rude, baby. My mama, baby. Yeah, my baby. Yeah, my baby. Move them away.
What the hell? Whoa. Who the fuck is about to suck something to say something? I mean, what the hell? Oh, that's you. Look, Selena, now, you can't be on there talking about, yes, mama's baby. I know how you get down. I know that you might be aggressive.
I'm talking to my baby, crazy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Selena. I'm so sorry.
Why you gotta be silly all the time? You got a problem. You're such a stupid.
I know a mama's baby is sometimes. I yes, that is.
You so off. You got a fucking problem. You can go in and say what you really want to say. You know I'm lonely. It's cool, Cass. You can say it.
I say you lonely at one time, Selena. And I know Father Time will tell you this. Father Time will tell you whenever you get lonely. I know this is what Father Time will tell you.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. You gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is best.
He's settling.
I'm just saying. All right, okay. Ferocious, you new to the show, right?
Huh?
I said, Ferocious, you new to the show. I said, you new to the show, right?
Yeah, sure I am.
This your first time ever on the show, right?
Hold on. Yeah, I'm new to the show. I mean, I'm just listening. That's pretty much all I'm going. Ain't really nothing I want
to. Right, and I'm just saying, by you being new to the show, you know, we like to get the feedback. People. So we like to ask the new people some questions.
What's the question?
All right, now Ferocious. Now, with a name like Ferocious, I already know. I mean, with a name like Ferocious, I already know. I gotta assume that this is what you eat, and this is what you got.
Snap that pussy back.
I got with a name like Ferocious. With a name like Ferocious, I know you gotta have it.
Ain't got nothing to do with having anything.
It's
just
like
the way I am and who I be.
See, if a motherfucker told me, hey, dog, hey, now, fellas, if a motherfucker tell you my name is Ferocious. I mean, you gotta be thinking in your head.
Snap that pussy back.
Am I lying?
You know this. He ain't lying, Cass.
Okay, I'm sorry. She said her name Ferocious.
Okay, so and Ferocious, you're
yeah.
Cass.
I mean, shit. Yeah. I mean, now, Father Time, he's older than us, so I'm pretty sure if you said my name is Ferocious, he gonna be like,
say what?
First of all, how did you get that name? Where does the name come from? How did you get that name?
Ferocious. What do you mean? Where did the name come from? What do you hear when you say it, Ferocious?
I'm saying,
Ferocious,
why do they call you that?
I mean, didn't no one call me anything. I made it up myself. I mean, ferocious is the word, of course, but that's how I am. I mean, sure, I'm just this type of person. Jazzy when I want to get jazzy or whatever. Snap when I want to snap, whatever. So, ferocious.
I mean, I'm just saying ferocious. A motherfucker be like, I'm going to tell you.
I can be dirty. I can be sneaky or whatever. I mean, if that's what you want to get out of the name. Why do they call who, whatever, you know, which, how you get your name?
I stole
my name. How did I get my name?
I'm
going to tell you how I got my name. I'm going to tell you how I got Cav. You want to know how I got Cav?
How you get Cav?
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
That's how I get Cav.
Wow, really?
Right,
okay.
That's how I got Cav.
I guess.
I mean, I'm just ferocious. Don't take us seriously. We just joking. We having fun.
I guess that's probably what it is. I'm a little bit too serious. Games is not what I do. And I mean,
well,
trying to have fun with this stuff, but you know, whatever.
hold on, ferocious. Now I gotta let you know. I gotta let you know something.
No,
I don't know bullshit. We just out. We not if we offending you.
You are not offending me. So what makes y'all think that you could offend me? you're not offending me, okay? Let me just get that. Let me clarify that. I'm listening, and that's just about it, okay? That's it.
No.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
how
all.
The brochure came from. I basically just let you know. There it is, all in a nutshell.
Okay.
Ain't
we
hard.
Got a new caller to the show. Got a new caller. What's happening?
What it do?
Is this the illest nigga in Gary?
You know it. You already know it. The original OG. What's happening, man?
My nigga, the big. What's up, Mr. Biggs?
What's going down, Kev?
What's happening, dog?
Yeah, I've been missing an actor for a while, man. I was
right,
listening
man.
In, man. Y'all.
I just don't have
You know us, man. We networking in politics that wrong way. What's going on? What you do?
Really?
Same old shit. Just a different day. You know how song goes.
You say what, dog?
I said same old shit. Just a different day.
I feel you. What's been going down, man? We ain't heard from you in a minute, man.
That man been on vacation, man, just chilling for a minute, man, getting thoughts together, man, trying to get back at it.
Okay, that's what's up. Nigga, we done miss you, I ain't gonna lie, we done miss you, man, you know what I'm saying? We love to hear your expertise when it comes down to all this old stuff we call internet radio. You know what I'm saying?
I miss y'all too, man. You and Father Time and Brother Ray, I hear Brother Ray on there. Yeah, I miss
all
you guys.
What's good,
Big? That's happening,
Big. Hey, Big, let me ask you a question, man. You ever took one for the team?
Took one for the team? I mean, I had to hit the ugly chick a couple times, the big one. You know what I'm saying? The unwanted broad in the club. Yeah, I did it.
Did you say a big one?
No, a big ones. Yeah, I hit a big ones.
How big is a big one?
Well, you know the one in the club. They bring the friend. You know the one that she can't dance. Or she, you know what I'm talking, big girl, you know. 350,
so,
you know, a big one.
So when you saw her, this is what you was thinking, right?
Damn, you're right. That's exactly what I was saying.
Who did you take it for?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
How did you treat her, though? First of all, how did you treat her? You were respectful, right?
Oh, no, let me tell you about that kind of when a girl, she already know what she is. She already know she the drop bra. She already know. That's why the friends brought her. They already know. They know their position. You ain't even got to play it like, yeah, I know you were here. You got to do me because, you know, my girl wouldn't do it unless somebody else. You know how they do the bullshit. They know they spot.
Shit, if anything, Big was thinking
damn,
it.
Damn.
Shit, one that was thinking that shit. Hey, I'm going to tell you. I'm gonna tell you, Father Time. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, we've all been in that situation where your boy that came in and like, hey, a girl wanna holler at you, man. You be like, how she look? Oh shit, she cute. And you know the first thing that goes through your mind.
Don't bullshit me.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? You be like, no bullshit me. And then it's like, okay, then you know, you meet up. You meet her and you know what I'm saying? You like, oh, man, God damn. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you like this. I done met some, and, you know, I done met some, and this has been my thought process when I met some.
Yo, D-Money, I like this girl of yours.
You know what I'm saying? It's been a couple of those. You know what I'm saying? And it's a couple when the motherfucker looked at me and I'm like. I want to shoot him and her.
Okay, let me ask everybody a question. Has this ever happened to you?
Okay, you hook up on a blind date, right? You're on a blind date. Y'all ain't met yet, right? She bring a girl. You want to holler at a girl, right?
Yeah.
Or the other guy, whatever. Now, how many of y'all have ever actually acted on that? You got to meet somebody else, but you see their friend and like, shit, fuck her, I want the friend.
Hell yeah.
I have.
Shit, hell yeah.
But that happens
all the time. That's part of the game, though. It's a way to play that off, too. And then hook up later with the person that you was interested. It's the way to do that.
Okay, enlighten me.
Well, how do I do it? I didn't do that. You know, I went on a blind date. I met a person, and you know, me and the friend end up talking more than you know the person who I came to meet. So we was already into each other. So we exchanged. This is how we did. We did what I call sneak cheating. We looked at each other. It's like, hey, what's your Facebook? Don't I got you on Facebook? And they was like, yeah. And then they gave me a name. I didn't even have him on Facebook until that moment. But I already knew what that meant.
You know,
I already knew that's what we've been working
on. Now, I understand what you're saying, Big. I understand what you're saying, but I got to tell you, dog. With that move, I'm going to have to step in. Like, I know exactly what the fuck you trying to do.
Now, somebody else said he was in that situation. Who else was in that situation?
Well,
go ahead,
baby. I slept with a friend of mine. She was having to get together. I came over there. She had been talking to this guy. They hadn't did nothing or nothing. And I wanted him.
Nigga, you bullshitting.
And his friend, of course, he was there. Then he had his friend. His friend wanted me, but I wanted the dude that was talking to my girl. And, well, when it all came out, I got what I wanted, basically.
Did you tell your friend what happened?
Yeah, I told her. She told me, well, because she was my friend, she had been telling me, oh, I don't really like him. He kind of boring and stuff like that.
Right.
I don't know if she was just telling me that or, but, you know, she didn't know I had liked him at first. But she was telling me she really didn't like him. And then me and him started talking because we all started hanging out together. You see what I'm saying? So he finally told her that he liked me, and I was like, she was like, she was cool with it, so whatever.
I ended up breaking his heart and leaving
and going to Tennessee anyway, so I heard he went to jail after that.
I'm going to tell you what your friend was really thinking. Now, I'm going to tell you what your friend was really thinking.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Okay, Wiz, can I help you, sir?
Yeah, hey, she was mad at the motherfucker. She was mad at the motherfucker, but hey, I ain't going to even be mad at you because I have done it, and I came to a woman. Bottom line, my words came out of my mouth.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
Shame on you.
What do you mean shame on you? Selena, don't act like that. Like you an angel.
Act like you got some goddamn sense, people! Hey!
I've been in that situation a couple of times.
Hold on, y'all. We need to go to a commercial break right quick. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Wake your ass up. Wake your motherfucking ass up. Now.
What?
don't pretend like you sleeping, because I knew you wasn't sleeping. I know you know. I'm sick of this shit on Facebook. You just told me this shit wasn't going to happen no more when it was on MySpace and then that fucking Twitter. Here we go again. My
talking about?
My mama told me your ass
has
was
this ever happened to you? Have you ever been called up by Facebook, Twitter, or even MySpace? Come to SinCityBashBruce.com, where you can get away with hollering at as many bitches as you want. Please.
Man, I don't even know that. Bitches you was talking to, you finished talking to them, and we done. They gonna take care of your motherfucking ass now.
Talking to them. Fuck this shit.
Bye. Fuck.
Shit. Fuck. Goddamn. Left my motherfucking laptop open. Fuck. Shit. Fucking Facebook. Damn.
That's right, y'all. Y'all want to get called up, come to sincity.spruce.com.
Hey, man, you know what? You know the one thing I love about that? I love the part where she say, my mama told me. Do mamas actually say shit like that?
Yeah, I don't know, but hold on. Hold on, we got Sunshine in. Sunshine in logged in. Sunshine, what's happening?
Hey, everybody.
What's going down?
It's cracking.
No, I'm still at work. It's 9
Damn.
O'clock this morning.
You got more jobs in the
game.
Can I get some of that money, baby? I'll be good to you. Shit, you got a lot of money coming in. I'll be good to you. I promise I will.
Shit, I'll be good to my damn self. That's why I'm still sitting here typing nobody.
What, baby, you don't check,
right?
I could buy me a toy, a good toy, a life-size toy that don't talk shit. I ain't got a weather buggy yet. I ain't got to hear no back talk.
Look at all
I
hours you work.
I ain't got to hear no where you been. Okay.
All the hours you work, baby, you ain't got to hear nothing from me.
Jeez, I can't help it. I'm a workaholic. It's in my blood.
You rub. Only if they're pretty, though. And you got to have red.
Red socks.
Yeah, red socks, red toenail polish. That's it. Any other color you might get. If you got to look really pretty there.
They don't look like I've been something torn.
Let me ask the fellas. I got on here. I got one more. Of course, I got my man Father Time. Wick, you still here with me?
I'm still here, bro.
Is feet a big concern to y'all, man?
You know me. She gotta have pretty feet, man. So you asking the wrong person on that question. Yeah, feet is a big thing to me. Gotta have pretty feet.
Go ahead, Wick. Finish what you was going to say.
I say if you can't take care of your feet, what the rest of you going to look like?
Right.
Good point, brother. Duly noted. What about you, Father?
I don't care about no damn feet, man. I'm going to have 10 toes.
What?
I'm serious, man. I don't give a fuck about no feet, man. That's the first thing from my fucking mind. Feet. I got 10 toes.
You can be the sexiest motherfucker in the world. You got some jacked up feet.
So
I can't fuck with
you. Hey, that's
not fuck
with you.
So fetishes for your fetish for feet.
No, and all bullshit aside, if you get in the bed with me and you got your socks on, we got a problem. We got a motherfucker.
Hey, she trying to have that
like
corn,
that.
Man.
You get in the bed with me with some damn clothes on, we got a problem.
Okay.
I know that's nice.
Wait a minute, you say what now?
If you get in the bed with me with clothes on, pajamas, any of that shit, draws, we got a problem.
Right?
I feel you on that. But I'm just saying.
I want access at all times.
I mean, damn, right. But I'm just saying, man, seriously, I mean, Now, women. Now we got Sunshine. We got Ferocious. We got Janine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, is the feet game crucial to y'all? I mean, do y'all feel like, okay, we got to keep them off the bar?
I know I do.
Yeah.
It's a ferocious talk.
I
mean, you would want to. I wouldn't want to rub my legs up and down my man's legs and be all crusty
black
and caring on them. You know, no.
Look like you've been in the bed with Wolverine.
Right.
I
want him to rub his on mine. Cause
I like this.
You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You rub my feet, I'll rub your feet. Yeah.
Okay, but now, honestly, the women out there with them sandals on, and them motherfuckers look like they start a motherfucking fire.
That's
because
like they
you
don't
do your hair shape.
I mean,
they don't
get
monkey
paws.
Yeah, right. They got the monkey paws.
Monkey paws. You don't know if she walking on her hands or she got there.
Wearing too many small shoes, squeezing their ass and some shoes that they know they can't fit.
Okay,
let me ask you a question.
Okay, dog, I know what your fetish is. I mean, I'm going to go down the line. Sunshine, what's your fetish? We know here's his feet. You got to have some pretty feet for this motherfucker with some red socks on and some shit.
Right. Goddamn.
So Sunshine, what's your sexual fetish?
Oh, a man with a nice nut.
I'm sorry. What was that, Sunshine?
A man with some nice lips.
Okay.
Girl, go to my page.
Okay.
All right, Big, what's yours? Your sexual fetish?
Oh, mine ain't changed. You know, I like to see a woman butt naked washing dishes. You know that. With a vacuum cleaner.
Washing dishes with a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, all right, hold on. Before anybody responds to that, we got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Selena again.
Oh.
I had to take that.
Okay, now, hold on, y'all. Sunshine, go ahead. Be prepared, Big.
I just asked him, did he say with a vacuum cleaner?
Right, with a vacuum cleaner, yeah.
You're not worried about her getting shocked? You said washing dishes with a vacuum cleaner. The vacuum cleaner on. Or she
got a baby mom's dad. She'll be all right. She got insurance.
Hey, all right, hold on, y'all. Hold on for a second.
Hold on. I don't care how many times he say that shit. That shit is just still funny to me, boy. That's some funny shit. You got me on that dick, and I'm just crying. So you know me. Butt naked with a vacuum cleaner washing dishes. God.
That's right.
Hey, like they say, each his own. All right, had Selena, what's your sexual fetish?
Oh, my God.
Sexual fetish. Shut up, Cass. A sexual fetish?
Yeah, what's yours?
I don't really have one. I like lips. Is that a fetish? I have a thing for fat lips.
You and Sunshine got something in common. Okay, who we got? We got Ferocious. What's yours?
My fat lips, too.
Well, of course, it's always the lips. The lips, the dick, and go on down. I got a fetish for two things, maybe three.
Okay. All right, Janine?
You got to be rough with a beard.
Ooh. Uh-oh. He said a beard.
Somebody
wants that
old,
I got
one of those. Somebody wants that old gray ass. Hey, boy, you better go get
That sounds
like a good fetish to me.
Hey, he said, uh-oh, like he had run it. Motherfucker, she ain't say, say Moses, motherfucker, you said a beard.
Wait a minute. Now, I call my beard a flavor saver.
No.
Oh,
your
okay.
Beard, your beard don't look like Father Time. Now, granted, you have the Rick Ross. You got the Rick Ross going on. This motherfucker got the motherfucking shit. He got Moses. He just, man, just.
Oh, my God.
How sick.
All
right, we ain't got that much time, man. Let's get a Wick, what's yours, man?
You know my feet. You gotta have pretty feet, man. I can't fuck with them.
Pretty? Okay. What are pretty feet, man?
Pretty feet, oh, man. The motherfuckers that you can put sandals on. Motherfuckers painted. Ain't no crust. They don't look like they gonna shake your hands.
Hold on.
Fucking
like
she's grabbing
you
in the back. Pretty feet.
Wait. Yeah. I'm the ones you can suck on, though.
That's disgusting.
And look, I'm gonna tell you what Eddie Murphy do when he pulls them that sheet back. If I pull the sheet back, and the feet ain't looking
down,
right.
Down.
I gotta go.
Slipping out the bed like a little.
I got pretty.
All bullshit aside, man, you gotta take your socks off. You gotta take your socks off. You can't be with me with no socks on.
You're walking around all day with socks on. What you had? Where
you
had your feet?
I said, huh?
Hold on. Now, see, that's the thing about the red ones. Now, with the red ones, I mean, I want to take them off. You know what I'm saying? I want to take them red ones off. I don't want, I mean, I want to take them off myself. I mean, look.
You want to take them off and you think they gloves.
Look, Sunshine.
Hell no.
Right. You know what I'm saying, Wick? I don't want to take them motherfuckers off and, I mean.
She gives you the gangster handshake and shit with her feet.
Right.
For real?
Oh,
wow.
Man, y'all motherfuckers need feet, boy. God damn.
Gotta have feet. I'm sorry. I just look at feet if you can't.
So let me ask you, man. Let me ask you. You about to get. You butt ass naked.
Mama getting ready to go home.
She take off her robe. She got her socks on. You ain't gonna do shit until she take her socks off. Like, who are fucking Granny Clampett? Why does she got a robe on?
I'm just saying, man.
Came out of the bathroom, got her motherfucking little house robe on, whatever. Answer the goddamn question. You ain't doing nothing until she take her socks off. No matter what her body looking like. Why the fuck is she coming out the shower? Shower with a robe and socks on.
I didn't say the shower, man. I'm just saying. She answered the motherfucking door. She got on her motherfucking house robe with some goddamn socks on.
Man, who the fuck do you fuck with? Who the fuck do you fuck with?
Y'all is ignorant as hell.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Look here, dog. I'm gonna tell you like this: if she come to the door
with a motherfucking robe and some socks on.
I kicked that country ass to the cave.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, shit, yes.
Hold on, I got to give you applause for that one, dude. That's pretty funny, dude.
That's sick. Mm-hmm.
Man, but I asked you a question, man. All right. Okay, man. She got on a fucking pair of shorts. And some goddamn socks. Is that okay? She got on a pair of shorts and some goddamn socks with one of them fucking halter tops on. I don't know.
All right, okay.
And
y'all got a problem with that?
A tank top or
off top? I don't have a problem with her coming to the door with that. But when it's time for us to get sexual, it's time for us to do what we
got
to do.
Oh, okay.
Well, I want to see them.
Elaborate better, because you're making it seem like... it's a problem with somebody coming to the door with just some shorts and socks and a tank top or halter top. But elaborate. You saying sexual when you really encountering something. No, hell no. They not going to come like that. At least I hope they don't. But if I'm coming to the door, hell, I'm going to come in wherever high the hell I want to come to the door. But you're not elaborating. So elaborate.
I mean, well, you got a big-ass robe on and some socks. Shit, what? I mean, come on.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Okay, man. All right, check this out, man. She answered the door butt-ass naked with some goddamn white tube socks on.
Run.
Okay. Run, nigga, run.
Basically, what he asking you is it that serious?
Don't think kids don't care nothing about no feet. Hell out of here.
I'm serious, man. You said you ain't gonna do nothing if she keep her socks on. You just gonna walk out.
You're fucking lying.
Okay.
Lying.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Selena. You don't know me like that.
Whatever.
She.
I don't care either. I ain't got to worry about it. I got some nice feet.
And I'm going to tell you.
I wear socks sometimes. Sometimes I don't. When I moisturize my feet and put on my little footies or whatever it may have, I put them on. If I have a man with me in my house or whatever, no, I'll leave them off. But whatever I do, you know, behind closed doors, I don't even fuck with somebody.
All right,
about. I'm not worried.
Behind closed doors is one thing. I don't care how you keep them looking good, long as you keep them looking good. If you got to wear socks 23 hours of the day for that 1 hour of the day that I'm there, you know what I'm saying? If we finna get busy, yes, I want you to take them socks off. I mean, I do positions where your feet is on my motherfucking chest. I mean, I don't want to see no socks. I don't want to spill your socks.
Oh, Lord.
But if her socks stink, her feet stink.
Exactly. See, I don't want you to blame me talking about I've been walking around on the floor all day. I don't want you to blame it on that.
That ain't
nigga, you bullshit.
Because if her socks stink, that means her damn feet stink. That ain't
right.
No excuse if you've been walking around on the floor.
Oh,
that motherfucker has to been jogging with some high-top gym shoes laced all the way up.
Just hold on.
Basketball, all positions.
Just like a nigga might lie about why his nuts stink, like, oh, I've been balling all day. A woman was not just on the floor all day.
Matter like taco meat.
Are you gonna turn it down?
Hell yeah, in a heartbeat.
Women attraction. Y'all gotta understand that type of mess give us affection. We can't be dealing with no negative ain't clean.
Yeah, because they don't know how to pull. See, some of them don't know how to pull that shit back and get it all in between. It's like crevices. You got to know what you're doing when you're doing it.
That look like some shit from aliens.
If y'all dealing with a man with a dolphin dick, y'all just leave him alone. Don't fuck with no dolphin dicks. Leave the dolphin
exactly.
dicks alone.
I ain't going, and I'm taking a picture and showing everybody. Don't fuck with him.
You're gonna take a. That's fucked up. You're a grown ass man with a dolphin dick. You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be trying to fuck. I'm sorry. I gotta agree with the ladies on that. You shouldn't be trying to fuck with a dolphin dick.
That's nasty. But I got a friend that say that's the best dick she ever had. That's so gross.
Because they got extra layer and they bigger and they make it fatter. That's my
all. And
she
said she likes sucking it too. That's the.
Oh! Oh!
Yeah.
God damn, got to be more.
I got a little gap. I can't be fucking.
Where she at?
Where she at? I don't know. I don't think we friends no more.
I'm gonna tell everybody out here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know my motto.
I'm big boned. I'm heavy structure. I'm hung low. If I pull my shit out, this whole room get dark.
Wow. Oh,
Lord.
We don't know that.
Ain't that Bernie Mac? We don't know that shit. Okay,
I quit.
Right, that's Robin Harris, but.
Oh,
what happened to you taking the challenge? What happened to that? You ain't
challenge.
Gonna show up. Oh, my God. That challenge is. Yes, I did. Your name was on the phone.
I mean, what you challenging me to?
Because you was talking shit.
About what you can do.
You were talking shit about what you can do. How big you was. And I said, we don't know nothing. You got to show it and prove it.
Right. Whip it out, big boy.
Girl, I guarantee you, if I do. I guarantee if I put a picture on the motherfucking site, you're going to be like,
damn!
The room going to get dark, though.
You know what? If the room not going to get dark, I'm going to make you see flowers in the snow. That's what I can do. I'm going to make you see flowers in the snow.
I quit.
Well, I mean, you know what? I send a message out to every woman on the motherfucking panel tonight. I would ask one simple question.
What's up, Ma? Is we fucking or what?
And that ain't it all.
I'm a virgin.
Oh, you told that lie.
I bit my tongue when I said it.
Well,
you better quit. I don't know nothing about what you talking
about. Messing around with y'all, I ain't gonna go home tonight.
Yeah. Come on.
I ain't gonna never finish my damn work.
I'm gonna tell you like this. Hey, anyone of y'all wanna hit Indianapolis? I'm gonna let you know.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
And I ain't scared of you.
You ain't
what you talking?
I ain't never scared.
What you talking?
I've been told you to come up here. Nigga, take a vacation. Come on up here.
I keep telling y'all. Only one song gonna come to mind.
Don't talk about it.
It's only one song gonna come to mind.
If I come to you, only one song gonna come to mind. Where's the neighbors on my name? Where you screaming, scratching, yelling? Where's the neighbors on my name? They be stressing while we cussing. Where's the neighbors on my name? My name.
Oh, Lord.
I'm
just waiting.
That's on my man.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you the neighbors will know my name. Now what?
I mean, what you talking?
I said take a vacation and come on down, Cletus. Well, now you got to come up. You already down. Yeah, come on up here.
Stop it.
Well, tell me how it works.
Just let us know how it was.
I'm like family. I can't go there. Wink. Wink.
Like you can tell me on the low when ain't nobody else listening. Put it in my inbox on the site.
All right.
I keep trying to tell y'all now. I told y'all once. Now, after I break y'all, I'm going to have to tell y'all.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it back.
You doing all this talking. No more talking. No more talking. Don't talk about
right.
it. Be about it. Be like Nike. Just do it.
I don't believe you.
You know
man.
What? Well, shit. Handle your business. Practice your motherfucking business. Well, like I said, I did it once tonight, and I'll say it again.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
You forget.
I'm a little bit.
Well, I ain't gonna say I'm a little bit older because we're about the same age. But you know, I know how to work some Kegel muscles. So,
Hold on, wait a minute. Everybody keep talking about show me something. Hey, nobody
show
me
anything. Because I'm quiet. I don't have to sit up here and boast and brag of what I got and what I can do. It's all what you're going to show, and then there it is. I mean, what? Really?
And this is? Who is this again?
Shut the fuck up. This ain't nobody. Go ahead and say what you got to say.
I'm just saying, who just made that statement?
Ferocious. That's who made that statement. Ferocious.
Okay, now.
You say everybody's saying. What?
Okay, Ferocious. I know you. I know you new to the show,
oh,
baby.
Come
I know you.
Oh, sweetie, go ahead and finish that conversation, though.
I understand what you're saying, and I understand, and I mean, you know, the show. Then probably, you know, you got into the show, which I like, and I'm glad you did get into the show.
Oh my God, really? We going there, baby? This might be the first and last. So go ahead and say what you got to say.
I'm about to tell you.
Hey, cocksucker.
Okay.
Fuck with me, and we'll see.
I got to tell you, bro. You fuck with me, it's going to be consequences of repercussions now. I got to tell you now.
Wow.
Right.
Really?
Because I'm going to tell you now.
All I have in this world is my balls and my word, and I don't break them.
You know what?
I hear the yes, but come on now, let's be realistic. I'm the motherfucking man on this stage.
On some real shit. I heard a word about you. I heard you pretty good, pretty okay. That's what I like to say.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
King Kong ain't got nothing on you. I heard. I get your props. Get your props from them. That's all I can do.
Okay, you know what? I see y'all going at me kind of hard tonight, bro.
Now, man, shit.
I'm a grown man. I can take it.
I'm a grown woman. That's it, too. So what?
And I hope you can take it. And I hope you can take it.
What Father Time, though? Is he choking people yet?
No, I ain't choking nobody.
I ain't doing that.
You better do it, I'm telling you.
I'm going to prison.
Well, check it out, y'all. We coming down to the end of the show. I mean, actually, we didn't pass the end of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, before they cut us off, we want to get the final words out. So we're going to start
Matter of fact, we're going to start, who we going to start with? We're going to start with Selena. Selena, you got any last words for us?
No, it was a good show, even though you were very rude, but we'll talk about that when I see you in the streets. And good night.
Okay. Yeah.
But,
Sunshine, you ain't last words for us. Sunshine? Oh, well, see, I know why she ain't saying nothing. I already know why she ain't saying nothing.
Can you hear me now?
Because I was about to tell you, you already know.
I said when you taking your vacation.
With pussy.
Okay, well, I got some for you to whip when you taking your vacation.
Whenever you ready for me to take it.
Socks off, nigga.
Let's see. Next weekend.
You want me to come next weekend?
Sure do. More ways than one.
Meet me halfway and we there.
All right,
that's what I'm talking about.
The G ain't halfway either.
I said we meet in Wisconsin. That's halfway. Black Creek.
Okay.
All right then. Big, any last words though?
Oh yeah, I enjoyed the show, man. You're doing your thing, man. Much love, man.
Okay, that's what's up. Ferocious, you got any last words for me, baby?
I enjoyed the show. And that's pretty much all it is, being new. So it was cool. I like it.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself tonight. Glad you enjoyed yourself. Janine, baby, any words for tonight?
I enjoyed myself. I will see everybody next week.
Okay, that's what's up. Wait, I'll let your boy.
Another great show. Ladies, hit the chat room up, sincity.screws.com.
That's what's up. Timer, big dog, what's happening?
Crack a lock of mine.
Any last words, bro?
sincity.screws.com, man.
Right.
Movies, y'all. Chat room.
Movies, chat room. We got it all there. Hey, tell a friend. SinCity.Screws.com. Get in there, man. We trying to get some of that Facebook money. All right, y'all. The next week, we out. Peace. That's what it is.